Network Marketing 2.0, episode 053. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com. I'm also going to add a free ticket to my online recruiting workshop for you as well.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I got something exciting I want to share with you today. If you're in this business of network marketing, obviously you want to become a top earner. You want to become a top network marketing earner. It's a tricky one because, you know, sometimes you are following the top network marketing earner, but then you find yourself still stuck and struggling and trying to make the business work. This business is very simple. It's based on production, okay? And more importantly, it's also based on team production. When it comes down to it, if you are struggling right now, I can assure you it all comes down to the fact that you're not producing, or you have time to look around and see that you're not producing. You know, sometimes in business and in life, you just have to keep going and you have to go a little faster so you don't see the discouragements around you. That's why you need your mindset game to be on top notch. That's why you need to be on your A game when it comes to your mindset. Because let me tell you something, there's always forces around you to stop you. There's always something we call friction, even in physics. To every movement, there's some kind of friction, okay? So if you're in this game and you're trying to get to the top, understand that there are gonna be obstacles, there are gonna be disruptions, there's gonna be distractions, and it's absolutely going to be your responsibility to stay focused, okay? It's going to be your responsibility to stay focused. So when it comes down to top network marketing earners, there's a few habits that I've noticed from a few friends of mine, and I'm going to share some of them with you, okay? The game is a game, all right? It's a game and it's about who wins, okay? If you're paying attention at this time that I'm releasing this audio right now, you will understand what I'm talking about when you start looking at the politics of the presidential election that's going on at the moment in time. See, at the end of the day, it's about winning, okay? And whoever wins, wins. There's no, oh, this is why he won, this is why he didn't win, this is why I'm struggling. All of that, even if they're all legitimate reasons, will fall under the category of excuses. I love excuses, okay? Just like everybody else. If I'm not feeling like doing something, I'll give an excuse. Any excuse, believe me or not, I'm not lying, is usually legitimate. But when I'm determined to do something, I have excuses, but I don't use them. Instead, I use them as a leverage to leap myself forward. All right? So I want to repeat what I just said. The same excuse that we tend to use when we don't feel like doing something or we don't see enough value in doing something is the same excuse that we turn to a good reason to leap forward when we hit an obstacle in something we want bad enough. So when you look at your top earners around you, there's something very common to them. They don't give excuses, but more importantly, they don't find excuses amusing, okay? I'm not saying that people that give excuses find them amusing. I have a strong belief that they don't find them amusing as well. But if you're going to become a top network marketing earner, number one, you won't give excuses. Number two, it becomes very hard for you to take excuses. Now, obviously, there's a skill set that you need when people are giving you excuses. You need to be nice, and you don't need to tell people that you're not taking the excuse, but you just need to know at the back of your mind that they're just excuses. But here's the deal, okay, when it comes down to it. Your personal production is what's going to determine the pace of your team, okay? If you have people in your business that are not producing as much as you would like them to produce, there's only one solution to that. You have to lead by example. You have to get out there and produce. That's the only solution to it, I promise you. You know, I used to call it waking up the dead body, but I'm getting a little nicer and nicer by the day. So I don't want to call people dead bodies, okay? But what I meant by that is essentially dead businesses. When people join your business, they join your team and decide to go hibernate or decide to go into witness protection, you need to learn how to lead by example. You need to get out there and produce. Not necessarily replacing them, but almost showing and proving to them that you don't need them. This is something that all the top network marketing earning friends that I personally have had encounters with over the years all have in common. See, the other thing I want you to understand is that if you've been in a place and you've been trying to wake up dead businesses in your team, it's okay. Okay, it happened to the best of us. We all went through this, and we've all been through that position where we feel like, okay, let's do some things to motivate our team to wake up. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to become a top network marketing earner, if you want to become one of the top network marketing earners in the world, you have to see past that. You have to lead by example, and you have to leave people alone and get back into the marketplace, which has over 5 billion people, and keep producing. Because what's going to happen is this. When the ones that are meant to be, when they see you producing and you decide to, and you keep going and you keep producing and you keep climbing the ladders and you keep getting on stage, recording, receiving the accolades, when they see that, they wake up if they're meant to be. If they're not meant to be, you couldn't do anything about that anyway. All right? So your only job is to keep people posted. This is why personally I keep an autoresponder list of people in my team, because I want to keep them posted on what's going on with me personally in the business, what I'm doing on a daily basis to help my business. I keep them posted on that, and that's essentially all I do. That's good enough to motivate anybody, and I spend the rest of my energy on bringing brand new people, brand new eyeballs into my game, into my business. And I recommend that you do the same thing too. I'm going to give you this one last tip that's very common to top network marketing earners. They all read books. If they don't read books, they listen to audio books, and they are all listening to podcasts. Okay, so if you want to be at the top of your game, you want to obviously have time that you just chill, listen, and or read. Okay, you need to separate the time during the course of a day to receive into your own personal life. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated on this episode, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.